Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah, it's Mark Grody time. He's got your Bears hit for us here on Spiegel and Holmes, and he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Groats, what do we need to know?
What's going on, gentlemen? Good to talk to you guys, as always. And just thinking about the first time, the last time, the Bears took on the Minnesota Vikings. It was at Soldier Field. Bears fans remember a 27-24 loss to Minnesota, a game in which I can say the Bears dominated the Vikings for three quarters. They were up 17-6 at one point in time. Nashon Wright had a pick six in that game. J.J. McCarthy did not look good until he looked really good when he had in the fourth quarter. He had three fourth quarter touchdowns, including one on the ground. And all of a sudden, McCarthy looked like a weapon. 13 of 20, 143 yards, three TDs, and a pick in the game. Again, the Nashon Wright pick six. So now here we are. In heading into the 10th game of the season, by the way, for your Chicago Bears. And second time around now, wonder what the Bears defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, thinks about J.J. McCarthy.
Look, I mean, you know, he's a good quarterback. He was a top 10 pick. I think his ability, to use his feet to create in the passing game, I think is a challenge for us. And I just think, they got so many skilled players that make it so difficult to defend. You want to load the box and try to take the run game away, and got skilled position players on the outside that make it a challenge. And then you want to play them in a light box and, try to devote more resources in the passing game, and now the run game comes alive. So I think they're, I've gone against Kevin O'Connell and his offensive schemes – several times, and it's always been a big challenge to defend. So I don't expect it to be any different this week.
So look, there's a lot there about the specifics and frankly the basics of how they're going to go about this. In terms of the running game, the Vikings have not been good at it. at all. They're like 22nd in the NFL. So he says light box, and then the run game comes alive. I don't much worry about the run game coming alive.
I do in this aspect that their quarterback is part of their running game. And we saw in the first game that they played that that made a difference. Like him and his legs ended up making a difference. So that part I get. And I always wonder, when we talk about this in weeks past, what's the choice? Is and it's usually a combination of both. Are you playing drop coverage or are you coming after the young quarterback? And it's usually a combination of both. But this week, especially, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been really great at blitzing off the edge. So do you deploy some of that stuff? Because it's already on tape. Do you then go, we're going to show it, and then we're not going to do it, and then try and confuse J.J. McCarthy? There's a lot here with them playing better and Montez having a good run right now
Maybe you can just rely on that front four to do their thing. It's going to be interesting. How aggressive you think Dennis Allen might be, Groats? I guess we'll see. Huh?
Well, you know what? One of the things that speaks that I asked to Dennis Allen today, that I'm not playing this audio right now, but I will paraphrase that, you know, I said, how much of what you want to do can you do right now? How much does it hurt you that, I mean, he's got what four starters out right now? Like, how much can you do differently? How creative can you get when you go up against an offense like that with so many weapons? And naturally, he said, like, that's not an excuse, and you have to go with what you have, and you have to be – and you heard it. Like I thought part of the interesting part about what he said about J.J. McCarthy was that he quickly pivoted from J.J. McCarthy to the rest of the offense, and that's because McCarthy, relatively speaking, has struggled lately with a 53.7% completion percentage right now. But he went through the litany of all those weapons. Justin Jefferson, we talked about these guys yesterday. Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson will kill you if you're not looking as well. So all of that comes into mind. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to go a little bit out of order from what I had sent you guys. I want to talk about Tyreek Stevenson here right now, because we discussed yesterday, gentlemen, Jordan Addison. And obviously Tyreek's going to spend a lot of time with Justin Jefferson. But as we discussed yesterday, Addison killed the Bears last year. I think as Lawrence dug up for us yesterday in real time, over 200 yards of offense against the Bears last year. He did not play in the first game at Soldier Field this year against the Bears. So let's listen to Tyreek Stevenson talk about Jordan Addison, and then low key, some pretty good breakdown or discussion on Kevin O'Connell and what he does and how one could counter that.
Good receiver, you know, if you don't keep him, stay on top of him, he'll definitely expose the defense down the field. So good receiver, all in all, covering him a couple times in college and so definitely good receiver.
You guys have faced Kevin O'Connell's offense a couple times. What makes it so challenging aside from the talent on the field?
Just the play calling. I would say I've been in this division, 3 years now, and just going against him and Ben was over there just making sure the same play looks the same, but it's a whole different play. So just going out there and letting your keys take you to your work. You know, he could show you the same play in the first quarter and bring it back to you in a second or third, but it's a whole different play. So just the fact that they play call using the same plays and the same formations.
I wish I felt better about Tyreek. I wish I felt like I did during that 2 or 3 week stint when it seemed like he was
in his bag
and maturing. And then there was the injury. And now since he's come back, he's gotten burned badly a couple of times.
Progress isn't always linear.
That is true. That is very true.
What I do like, though, is hearing a defensive player explain what it's like to be on the other end of different things look the same and same things look different.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of cool to see it from his perspective. Like, yeah, guys like him and guys like our coach, they make it difficult on you because of the detail that they put into what they're doing on offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. We had a moment with Kurt Warner earlier this week, Groats, where he said that when Mike Martz got to St. Louis, they ran the same running play 8 different ways. No, that was Matt Forte. It was Matt Forte about when Martz got here. They ran the same running play with 8 different pre-snap looks and movements. So, like, that's the kind of tree that Ben's on, and we know how good Kevin is.
Yeah, no, it's pretty impressive. And yeah, Ben Johnson likes to do that as well. That's a really good trick to have in your bag for sure. And a lot of offensive coordinators try to get that part down and are not always successful, but it will be very interesting. You're right. You guys are right. Like the last couple games, Tyreek has not been great out there. So this certainly will be a big challenge for him in this game. Jordan Addison, 6 games so far this year, 26 grabs, 392 yards, and a couple of touchdowns as well. And I was having a really good off-mic conversation, but on the record yesterday with Elijah Hicks, one of the Bears' safeties. And you know, I was talking about how Justin Jefferson, I suggested to him, he's going to get his, right? And he said, well, not necessarily, depending on how you cover him, if you're going to double team him. And that he said specifically that leaves opportunities for other members of the secondary to do one-on-one work against guys like Jordan Addison, like TJ Hockenson, like Adam Thielen, who, yes, is still on this Vikings team. So there's a lot to it, and it would be a lot easier for us to just sit here and say it's all Justin Jefferson. Unfortunately for Vikings opponents and for the Bears coming up this week, it's not just Justin Jefferson.
I heard Stacey Dales on with the morning show, and it was really compelling stuff. And they were talking to her about whether or not the Bears are a playoff team. And she said, maybe. She said, these next 4 games. And then she gave reasons for each one. So to see that's something that you talked about in the locker room today is fascinating.
Yeah, we had a good discussion with Bears wide receiver Roma Dunze about that. And the first thing that I asked him, and I'll paraphrase this. I've got the audio, but I could just easily paraphrase it. It's about the question of, is this like, what do you think about the narrative of a lot of us at times going through the competition and saying, who have the Bears really beaten? Rome gave the good answer of, it doesn't really matter. This is the NFL. All teams are good. You take the wins where you can get them. But then I brought it up to him. Is it possible that these next 4 games at Minnesota, home against Pittsburgh, at Philadelphia, at Green Bay, is it possible that those will tell the truth and that this is an actual gauntlet in the season? And here's how Roma Dunze responded to all of that.
Oh, I mean, you can look at it like that, honestly, for sure. I mean, you got great teams that we're playing the next 4 weeks, and they got a, record of size, regardless of what it is, the talent, what they put together the past few seasons. I feel like from all those teams, it's been pretty good football. So you got to go out there and give it your best for sure. And those 4 weeks are definitely going to tell at the end of this where we're at, and have implications for our playoff run and all that. So when it comes to difficulty, I think it's just honestly focusing on that team, that game, regardless of how good or how bad people may perceive them. At the end of the day, they're an NFL football team, and you got to give it your all.
Yeah, man, these next 4, I mean, the whole rest of the way,
but
actually.
Just a reminder.
Okay.
At Minnesota, then against, I own you, Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They have not been very good. Then at the Eagles, then at Green Bay. That's the next 4 games for the Bears.
Man, how about 2-2? Wouldn't that be fun?
The goal is to get to 10 wins, right?
Yeah, if you get 2 here, then you only got to find 2 after that. See how I worked that out?
And I, the name of all of this, too, like even if they lose, say they lose 3 out of 4, okay, which obviously would not be good for the Bears.
Shut your mouth.
But if they look like representative playing in these games, if they look good in playing these games, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's all about the playoffs, but for me, in a lot of ways, it's still about development.
Yeah.
And how good can you be legitimately?
Yeah.
And what will it look like next year when this thing is, in theory, humming a little more? So I don't want the Bears to lose 3 out of 4. Nobody does. But if they lose good, lose well at Philadelphia or Green Bay, then, I mean, we're going to be mad and we're going to pick it apart. But I don't know if I'd have such a big problem with it if they actually look good in losing.
It's a bonus year. That is true.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
It really is. Absolutely. All right. How did the young Declan sound to you as he addressed the offense or addressed you guys about the offense?
I was inspired, Speaks, yesterday as we were talking about Luther Byrd and Lawrence suggested, it's possible that Alamide Zaccheaus and Declan and Luther Burden maybe switch the amount of snaps, and being very careful to say that that's not like he gets like the full boat of targets out there. But in the name of that, just ask Declan Doyle about Luther Burden and where he is right now in his development and what he is doing well and what needs to be worked on.
I've seen a guy that comes to work every day. He's done a really good job of, he does a lot of work behind the scenes with L, just with the offense, you know, trying to ingrain, you know, really the techniques and the fundamentals that we're going to ask him to go out and execute. I've seen a guy that has taken advantage of the times where the ball may find him, and he's gotten better without the ball in his hands as well. And so that's really the area that, you know, you like to highlight, and that's the biggest area of growth.
All right. So look, I think that flip is entirely possible.
39-33
is what it was last week.
In favor of Zacchaeus.
Yes.
So I feel like that you can do that fairly easily without either guy feeling like Luther's like, oh, I'm being put upon with all these extra plays, and Olamide feeling like, oh, they're moving me to the bench. Mm-hmm. That's what you should expect from your second round pick to then push his way kind of slowly onto the field.
I also thought, like, really one of the big parts of that was right at the end where Declan Doyle is talking about how he's better now without the ball in his hands. If you're not blocking on this team, if you're not doing it well, then you're not going to get the ball as much. And I'm not saying that he has been sort of punished in some way, shape, or form, but they have been developing him in the blocking. He noticeably has gotten better at it. And there has been a correlation with him getting more footballs his way. But I also just think it's natural progression of a player who, again, did not have the offseason program, was limited during training camp. So to some degree, he's playing catch up. And I'll say it again, I can't wait to see where he is come the end of this season, because barring injury, it feels like with Luther Burden, we see all the skills there. It feels like the sky is the limit and the development has been spot on so far.
It feels like impressive restraint to not have used him more. Because when you see this dude after the catch, either with the speed in the open field and the moves, or the courage and comfort to use his power and just lean into dudes, I'd be so tempted to just get him out there more and more and more. But that's not the way. It's not the way that Ben works it, nor Antoine Randall Hill. All right, what you got? What else you got there, Mark Grody?
Yeah, one more cut for you guys, and that is we all got to talk to Kevin Byard today. He was not available yesterday because, oops, just dropped my little notebook here, that he was resting yesterday, so he was back and available to us. And I was like, huh, I wonder what he thinks about Harrison Smith. Because there's
some similarities. Like an OG talking about an OG.
An OG talking about an OG, and I thought it was excellent, Lawrence. Take a listen, guys.
You're pretty well decorated as a safety in this league, but what do you think about your counterpart, Harrison Smith, who's obviously been a stalwart for a lot of years with that team and in this league?
I mean, it's a guy I've been looking up to for a long time. I remember even in my early days in Tennessee, I would watch a lot of his film because, you know, his disguises, he always do something that was really cool, that he would start on the line of scrimmage and on the snap run to the post. And I've asked him that a couple of times, like, hey, what are you doing on these type of disguises and things like that? But obviously he's been playing this game for a long time at a high level. I mean, from all type of ball production, interceptions, sacks, and all those type of things, a lot of respect for his game. And I think he's a future Hall of Famer.
So you kind of appreciate the gamesmanship, because it felt like Caleb appreciated some of the gamesmanship with him last year, some of the talk that was going on.
Yeah, for sure, because like I said, he's a baller. Like I said, he's a guy that's obviously been healthy too, you know what I mean? So kind of just picking his brain about stuff that he does, you know, off the field and things like that. Like I said, I mean, when you play this game for a long time, you look at a lot of different guys across the league, Harrison Smith, but like I said, just a lot of respect for him. And to be able to play him twice a week now, talk to him after the game, stuff like that. Like I said, he's a future Hall of Famer in my eyes.
That's pretty cool, man.
I love that.
That's a good thought and a good angle. And Byard is, imagine how old you got to be for Kevin Byard to look up to you.
Right. Because Harrison Smith is what, year 14? I believe,
yeah, so
for him.
So he's probably, I should have this looked up already, but he's probably 35. And I think Byard's only 32.
Harrison Smith like is 36.
36 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be 37 during Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. They're okay.
Every once in a while it hits you, like, we talk about dudes from age 22 to like 36, and then we're kind of done with them. It's such a weird thing.
And then they have to go on and, like, live a life.
Yeah, the rest of their freaking lives. And we've talked about them and discarded most of them and been like, well, remember that dude's development? Yeah, it just hit a wall, didn't it? Too bad.
And yeah.
Then his life ended.
And then all of us would love to then go back to the place where we think those guys are done. Like, if you gave me an opportunity to go back to 36, I'd run to it.
Sign us up,
with that Grimes. Kind of money in your pocket? With that kind of money in your pocket?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. Oh. Got an opportunity to chart an entire new course, as will you when you're done with this report. Mark, any nuggets, tidbits? What
yeah,
you got?
I just realized, let me give you the injury stuff here, guys, and then I'll get out of here. Jaquan Brisker still did not practice. It's the shoulder we talked about yesterday. TJ Edwards did not practice again today. Joe Tooney was out resting. Rome and DJ both practiced, both limited. Kmet, Swift, those guys returned to practice today as well. And just one thing on Tyreek Stevenson, as we were talking to him about his shoulder, he referred to it as a stinger. He said it's the same shoulder that he did tear in college. And he says when it hurts or acts up, he's always just very cautious about it. So it's something, again, this goes back to his college days, and they're just an abundance of caution, as we like to say.
Thank you, Groats.
Groats, thanks for everything you do up there.
Thank you, guys. I will talk to you guys soon.
All right, man.
Hey, I was thinking, can I get wacky here for a little bit?
What do you want to do?
We should start calling categories scataboos.
Scataboos?
All right, maybe not. We can't call it scategories because that's an actual thing.
With the R, but we could call it scatagories if you want to get your scataboo on. You enjoy that dude. He's out for the year, though.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he eats tacos weird. That guy.
He does.
It's just strange.
It's okay.
Let's call it categories.
No, that's probably
it. Category. That's because that's what it is.
It is categories.
And I'm hosting again.
You were jumping at the opportunity to host again, which makes me concerned about what the categories actually are.
Well, you know there's going to be a music category. Jazz band leaders. Let's go.
I thought we already did that category.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Let's take a break. And your favorite, well, next to your favorite, Thursday thing, because Coach just walked in. He'll be with us at 5. Categories is next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories, and we play it every week here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. This week, I am your host. I will give you three categories, and you, Lawrence, Tanny, and Alex have to name a thing or person in that category. You, the listener, get to play along. Two of them are sports. One of them is not. First one, J.J. McCarthy, the opposing quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings against the Bears this week, was the quarterback for the national championship Michigan Wolverines in 2023. I am looking at a list of every starting quarterback for a BCS or college football playoff champion. So between 1998 and now, 2025, the starting quarterback who won the college football championship. Got it? That's the category. J.J. McCarthy not allowed. Lawrence, you're first. Who do you got?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is correct in 20. Yes.
He didn't finish that game, but he started that game.
There are a couple time splitters on here. We honor the time splitters. Yes, Jalen Hurts. Tanny.
A.J. McCarron.
A.J. McCarron twice in a row in 11 and 12. Alex.
Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones with Ohio State in 2014. Lawrence.
Vince Young.
Yes, 2005 with Texas.
Whew. You scared me there, Speaks.
I was just looking for a little drama there. Tanny, since 1998, your college football national champion quarterbacks.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Same year, 2017 with Alabama. Yes, sir.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, 2016 with Clemson. Lawrence.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, 2008 with Florida. Tanny.
Tony Rice.
Tony Rice is the kind of you throw it in the towel guest that lets Chris Tannehill watch The Sopranos for the rest of the category. Alex.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, 2018 with Clemson. Lawrence.
Joe Burrow.
2019 with LSU. Alex.
How about Matt Flynn?
Matt Flynn, 2007 with LSU.
I am so stunned by that.
Oh, man.
1998
is when it began. Dun, 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 dun.
Peter Warwick.
Peter Warwick is incorrect. Oh. Alex, one more for fun.
Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel.
Josh Heupel from 2000. Alex, you probably got more. Go ahead, rattle them off if you want. I mean, feel free. But T. Martin in 1998. Chris Wenke. Ken Dorsey, Craig Krenzel, Matt Mauk from LSU, Chris Leak, Greg McElroy,
Chris Leak,
Cam Newton, Jameis Winston. We would have given you JT Barrett, Jake Coker for Bama in 15, Mac Jones, Stetson Bennett, and Will Howard. To complete
that's
the
a great
list.
Category. Congratulations, Alex.
Good job, everybody. All right, guys, we saw Victor Wembanyama. That was some fun right there. Dude, 7'5". I am looking at a list of the tallest players in NBA history. These are the uber-tall freaks that even in the NBA, you were like, I can't believe this dude. Everybody above 7'3". I have no 7'2" guys. 3, six, nine, 12. There's about 30 of them here. Got 30 guys, 7 foot three or taller. Tanny, give me a really tall player in NBA history.
The tallest, George Mirasan.
7 foot seven. George is off
great
the board.
Great actor as well.
Yes. Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, 7 foot six. Nice job. Lawrence.
Manute Bol.
7 foot seven, tied with Georgie for the tallest, according to Wikipedia. Somebody's been reading it, and that person is me. Tanny.
Sean Bradley.
7 foot 6 inches tall. Very nice. Really tall people. 7'3" or above. They have existed for longer than now. Goes back.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Is 7'2", isn't he?
Is not 7'3" or taller. That's a great poll, except it's incorrect. So no Kristaps Porzingis. I'm sorry. Lawrence.
Bol Bol.
Bol Bol is absolutely
damn
on
it,
the list.
I knew the run on bowls was coming.
It's like when all the tight ends go in the draft. You know what I mean?
Is Ralph Sampson on the list?
Wait a minute. Still going.
Oh, my
here.
Bad. Take I'm, Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, I will. Ralph Sampson's got to be up there.
7 foot 4 inches tall. Absolutely. Back to you, Lawrence.
All right, I'm out of guys now.
Yeah, you gave one away, right?
Greg Ostertag.
Greg Ostertag was not 7 foot three or taller. Tanny, got any more?
Shout out to my guy Campy. Is this guy Boban on there?
Damn right he is. Damn right he is. Boban Marjanovic is on there. Taco Fall. Chuck Nevitt back in the day. I won't give you all of them. Mark Eaton, Priest Lauderdale, Rick Smits, Randy Brewer, Zach Eady is one maybe you could have thought of there, Alex. But you didn't. Arvidas. He's not my Vidas. He's not your Vidas. He's Arvidas. Sabonis, Hashim Thabeet, Serge Zwicker among the options for 7'3 or taller. All right. Folks, I saw Robert Plant in the lobby of the building earlier today. That is one of the greatest rock and roll lead singers of all time. I'm looking at a list from Billboard.com of the greatest rock and roll lead singers of all time. So it's rock and roll for the most part. I mean, pretty much all. And it's not just men. It's men and women from the category of rock and roll. The best lead singers or front men or front women of all time. Robert Plant is number 4. Alex, I got the top 30 right here. What do you got?
Mick Jagger.
Number 1 is Mick Jagger on the list. Lawrence.
The greatest... say the category for me one more time.
Best rock and roll lead singers. So it's not just classic rock. It does drip into the modern age. It is men and women rock and roll front people.
Gwen Stefani.
You know, she's not on the list, not on the top 30. She might have been in the top 50.
Damn it.
That's what I had, but not in the top 30. Tanny, got one?
Paul McCartney?
Not here as a front person.
Ooh.
Right, well,
will you allow me the other Beatle then? I mean,
John Lennon?
Yeah.
Also not here.
Okay. All right.
It feels like this is a pretty terrible list.
I'm out on this category.
It's like
more
front
than one.
People. Oh, come on. I'll give everybody another shot.
Fred Durst.
Not on the list. Not on the list.
Bono?
Bono is number 9.
Alex wins.
Alex. Freddie Mercury. Kurt Cobain. Axl Rose. Roger Daltrey.
My brain's just stopped working.
Michael Stipe.
Segment.
Chris Cornell. David Lee Roth. Eddie Vedder, Jim Morrison. I thought we'd get somewhere.
Yeah, that's my bad saying Beatles.
Right? In terms of front person? Yeah, bad job with rock and roll going to like a legendary.
It's
right.
Also like, you know.
It's subjective,
what
too.
What do you call rock and roll?
Yeah, I know. For instance.
Because at first, like, I went like way back and I'm like,
damn
oh.
It. I hate when I have to point a thumb. I felt so good about the other two categories.
No, it's a good category.
George Clinton is on the list. That's not rock and roll.
That's what I mean.
I know.
Because like James Brown popped in my head.
Yeah. Right. Smokey Robinson jumped into mine. Yeah, but I'm like, does that count?
Big no on both of them. I mean,
don't look up the song titles from Smokey's last album.
Oh, I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Don't do that.
Is it Trump related? Or?
Oh, no.
Smokey's. No.
Is the help? Is it the help?
Smokey is...
he's active still.
He is very active at 80-something years old.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He was active with the help, which we found out.
Yeah.
That's the name of the album.
He's active with help. Don't look up those song titles.
The album's called Hiring Practices.
It's a double CD, best and worst.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, the winner of categories, I don't know. Alex got one. Who else got one?
I did.
Yeah, Danny got one. The winner, as always, is the listener. Damn it. You didn't have fun naming tall guys, didn't you?
Did you see Coach walk in here trolling Tanny?
He's wearing all the Pitt stuff. He's like top to bottom in Pitt regalia. It's pretty amazing.
I told him he should go. McAfee's going to be there. The game day crew's going to be there on Saturday. I told him he should show up in that outfit and just crash the set.
Yep.
Just be like, hey, how's it going? By the way,
I think it's happening.
And Steven Tyler is on the list, Texter. Yes, you got that one.
If you happen to see this commercial, I think Pat McAfee's voice twin is Ty Pennington. I was looking down at something, and then I was like, oh, why is McAfee trying to sell me like home goods? And I was like, oh my God, that's Ty Pennington.
Ty Pennington from that old reveal where they would reveal, yeah. Move that bus.
Yeah, I think they're voice cousins. I don't know if they're from the same area or whatever, but it felt like they were voice cousins.
It could be. Could be.
Sorry,
indeed.
Sidetracked the show.
You don't apologize for anything. Not a damn thing. Look, folks, there's somebody getting into the Bulls Ring of Honor that is near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
We need to discuss.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
We talked to the man who talks Bulls basketball, Norm Van Leer. Our former score colleague is with us now on WSCR. Hello, Norm.
So, how are you doing?
We're doing okay. And, Norm, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, Norm, we'll let you go. We appreciate you jumping on. We had a caller the other day suggested the best combination in Bulls history, best 1-2, Sloan and Van Leer.
Unfortunately, we had to go find him and beat him to death.
Yeah, because we brought up Jordan and Pippen as a possibility there, and he said no.
I thought Jerry, I used to hit him and start fights and run behind him and tall bone.
Norm, we appreciate you jumping on with us, my friend.
Hey, as my boy say, rock and roll, guys.
Speaking of Robert Plant, Norm Van Leer loved Led Zeppelin.
He loved rock and roll.
Yeah, he did. He would have crushed that category.
Yeah, I just think it was an oddly worded
you think so?
Category.
It's a front man. I gave him front woman. Look, we'll debate that another time.
Unrewarding.
It was Orson Welles. That is correct. It was unrewarding for all concerned. I'm glad Orson has a presence on this show.
And if you know who Orson Welles is,
come on, man.
Get your affairs in order.
People out there have watched the first 10 minutes of Citizen Kane before bailing on it.
Wow.
Before being like, this is way too slow.
Is that your hot take?
No.
That Citizen Kane is not good.
The greatest testament a man has ever built for himself. It's on the Charles Foster Kane. News on the march. That's not why we're here.
It's a sled.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Spoiler alert.
God. You're the worst. It was salty. You're salty after categories.
Wait, how old is that movie? Is it an 80-year-old movie?
I don't know.
Did I just spoil?
We're here to talk about Norm Van Leer, who's getting inducted into the Bulls Ring of Honor on the 22nd of November, along with Johnny Bach, Bill Cartwright, Neil Funk, Horace Grant, and John Paxson.
You know what's wild? Neil Funk gets a pretty big crowd pop whenever he pops back up.
Sure.
Like, he usually does like a game a year or so, like filling in for Adam. And he's like, Neil Funk's here? Let's go.
Yeah. Well, the Bulls put out a little Instagram teaser because they're doing videos for everybody. They're doing videos for everybody, and they put out this little Instagram teaser with Kendall Gill, with John Paxson, with Mark Schanowski, and with Doug Collins, all talking about our friend, the former SCORE host from The Bull and the Bear, and our guy, Norm Van Leer.
You knew when he was talking that it was always the truth. His feelings were on his sleeve. 48 minutes of intensity. You know, he used to say that all the time. But he meant it because that's the way he played.
You have to play 48 minutes of intensity. 48 minutes. Oh, 48, baby.
We all have our perspective. And Norm, his perspective was his time playing.
Competitiveness that he had as a player carried over to his broadcasting career. And I think his genuineness, his honesty, and his willingness to say things that maybe some in the business would be reluctant to do really made him very popular.
Let's understand the crux of where this is coming from. This guy's heart is the Chicago Bulls.
You know, I never really felt like he was a broadcast. I felt like he was just a guy talking basketball, and the camera happened to be on him.
I was just in rehearsal with Mick Jagger, working on my moves, you know, for the up-and-coming conscious.
Can you drive with those glasses?
Man, that is so fun.
One of my favorite things of when I started at the SCORE was because, you know, when you start here, back in those days, we had just gone 24 hours. You usually end up with a late-night shift or an overnight shift filling in for people. And when I got the job working with Les, I always loved the contrast of the Bull and the Bear, because those guys would come in while I was working.
He said, Dougie, he called me Dougie Fresh.
And what you would get is 3 o'clock in the morning, there's Doug. He's reading his papers. He's asking you if anything happened overnight. He's in. Remember the old kitchen at Belmont Speaks?
Yeah, of course.
He'd be in there with a cup of coffee, and he'd be looking over everything because that's how Doug was. And then 5 o'clock, here came Norm, strolling in, ready to work.
Strutting and strolling.
What's up, Holmes? Norm, how are you today? Oh, we ready, baby. We ready. And they would go in and do their show, and it was awesome.
Man, Norm was great talking basketball.
Talking life,
fun,
man.
As hell.
You talk about a guy
life.
Who lived.
Yeah,
like he lived. Like he's a testament to bouncing back over adversity. He went through a lot of stuff, and was just one of the toughest SOBs ever to play the guard position in the NBA.
And he was living clean, for like super crazy clean, for long portions of his media life and score life. I ran into him once at Whole Foods. He was getting a shot of wheatgrass. I mean, he was like all over green living. At
I remember
that point,
we had this thing called the mustard greens right. and stuff, and we called the mustard seed. See, the mustard seed is about that big. Right. You can barely see it. That's about how big the heart is on this basketball team.
Oh, the mustard seed is not big, man.
Doug also told the story of how he had to once throw Norm down a flight of stairs.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Was Norm there after 5 o'clock?
Norm was having himself a night.
That happens.
I never met a guy, I'll tell you, a more honest guy than him. And I know a lot of things he said. Maybe it came off me a little bit wrong. And he didn't know anything about political correctness.
Man, that's hearing Doug Buffon talking about Norm Van Leer. Those are our score grandparents right there, man.
Two beautiful souls. Two absolutely beautiful souls. And it's great to see Norm and Sloan, like those are real dudes, man. Mm-hmm. Like what those guys did together as a backcourt was amazing. And the physical style that they wanted to play in and how Norm was looking for that whenever he was watching modern basketball.
He wanted to see your heart, wanted to see that you cared and weren't afraid to get physical. The Bulls have a website over at bulls.com/ringofhonor. Where they asked notable basketball figures to write tribute essays about the honorees. Listen to this. Harvey Grant writes an essay about Horace Grant. Mike Wilbon writes an essay about Bill Cartwright. And you can read all these today. Digger Phelps writes about his former player, John Paxson. Mike Breen writes about Neil Funk.
Wow.
Doug Collins writes about Johnny Bock.
Wow.
And Oscar Robertson writes an essay about Norm Van Leer.
Come on now.
That's at bulls.com.
I'm happy that published because I thought maybe couldn't reveal that. You know what I mean? But that's really awesome that that's up there now.
They published today. So, yeah, Oscar Robertson.
Can you give me like a quote from Oscar on Norm? Is there anything in there already?
I didn't mean to
put you on the spot.
No, it's
Dave Kerner, always the colonel, the general, the man.
He wasn't any of those, actually. He was the governor. But that's
the colonel. Dave Kerner, always the colonel, the general, the man,
the governor. Love Dave Kerner. He's the guy that made my life easier when I was starting out.
Here's from Oscar Robertson about Norm Van Leer towards the end of his essay. Those Bulls team made Chicagoans proud. I know because I had many friends in the city who identified with those players. Working class people who appreciated their effort every night. It may not have always been pretty, but those fans embraced the Bulls' hard-nosed style of play. Strength, hard work, intensity, and determination. And the skinny kid from St. Francis, whom I met when he was a rookie, was at the forefront, flourishing, confidently and brashly, running the show.
Man, that's awesome.
It's Oscar Robertson talking about Norm Van Leer.
Big O, baby!
Poof, that's a player.
That's a player right there.
Tell you what.
I tell you what.
Put a foot in your ass.
When we come back, Dave Wannstedt is in full regalia. No one is more ready for Notre Dame at Pitt than Dave Wannstedt, except for Tanny.
Sort of. I may have to go to Coach's house and watch it.
I mean, you guys are ready.
Just play some stones if you go. That's all I'm saying.
It's very important. Let's talk Bears and Pitt Notre Dame. With our guy, Coach, next on The Score.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. rated T for teen. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.